If you're headed in the wrong direction, it might not matter how fast you are going. Hey, it's Seth Godin, and I'm here to talk about my new book, This is Strategy. I wrote this book because we all have a challenge. And the challenge is simple. What are we going to do now? And what are we hoping will happen tomorrow? Too often, we leave strategy to other people. We just do our job. We follow the steps. We argue about tactics. I've written a whole bunch of books, and these books often are about making a change happen, about the impact we hope to have. Some of them are called marketing books. But marketing doesn't work without strategy. Strategy is a philosophy of becoming. 6 months or a year from now, when the person you are becoming, when the organization you are building meets the person you hoped to be, how will that go? What are we building? Where are we heading? It turns out strategy has four threads beneath it. It is built on systems, many of them invisible, all of them powerful. Games, which has nothing to do with Monopoly, and a lot to do with what we do with scarce resources, with the fact that all of us don't play by the same rules, by living in a world with outcomes. Empathy, which is the acknowledgement that we don't have the power to insist, that we are here to serve and connect with others, and they are not us, and we are not them. And as soon as we acknowledge that and lean into it, we have a chance to make things better. And the last one, the invisible one, the one that impacts every single person, is time. Time changes the world day by day, second by second. It's scarce. We can't get it back. We don't get tomorrow over again. And when we weave these four together, we see what is possible. What is possible for an individual freelancer, what is possible for a giant organization. We all have the same challenge, which is we have leverage. We have time to spend. We have assets that we can build. So, big ideas. The first one is this: big problems demand small solutions. This seems counterintuitive, because if it's a big problem, why not have a decree and a giant grand opening and push really hard and solve the thing in one fell swoop? And the answer is because if we could, we already would have. Big problems become big problems because they are supported and entrenched by systems. And the way we solve them, whether that's building an organization at scale or addressing some sort of deficiency in our culture, is with something small that grows over time. That to do this work of strategy is to have the discipline of finding a philosophy of becoming, of realizing that we are on a journey and we are going to take the steps that we need to take to get from here to there. That what we're looking for when we begin is a compass. It doesn't matter how fast you're going, if you're headed in the wrong direction. And strategy says, what is worth building? What is worth sacrificing for today so that we can have something in place tomorrow? And too often, too many of us are indoctrinated into simply doing our job, into accepting the status quo that is around us, instead of taking a hard look around and realizing that we could make a change happen. But we do that the same way we grow a forest, by creating the conditions for the trees to grow. Number two, choose your customers, choose your future. So I tell the story about the time I met David Chang, the famous chef, the person who's a legend now. His first restaurant that mattered, Momofuku, in New York City, before any of the reviews, way down in the East Village, a diner, basically, empty most of the time. I don't know how I found him, but my wife and kids and I used to drive an hour down there on Saturdays to have lunch at the counter. I'm pretty sure that was David standing at the griddle. And we would come and order. And I haven't eaten meat in 30 years. So I would order the Brussels sprouts without the bacon. I figure that's a win-win because then I can eat it and he can save the bacon. And the third week we showed up to do this, I ordered it. And he turned to me and he said, you know what? There's a vegetarian restaurant a couple of doors down. I think you would like it there better. Very respectful, but very clear. He realized that if they were going to satisfy every person who walked in the door, they weren't going to become the restaurant they wanted to become. If we're going to do anything that matters, we're not going to do it for everyone. If you set out to cater to difficult customers who don't want to pay a lot and have very short turnaround, that's who you're going to get. If you set out to find the people who want to go where you are going and you are willing to gracefully say thank you anyway to the people who don't, now you have a chance to create the work you want to create. Building a strategy involves who's it for and what's it for. Who are we here to change? What is the change we seek to make? We have to be willing to do it for someone because we can't possibly do work that matters for everyone. We can only do it for people who care. The third one, this one makes me a little nervous to share with you. Strategy is easy to describe and hard to stick with. That doesn't mean you should be sitting there wordsmithing some sort of positioning statement, some sort of corporate mission that means nothing. It's the opposite of that. What is your bold statement of what you stand for? Where is the bright line of the things you do and don't do? What does it mean to eat at the Union Square Cafe or Gramercy Tavern? It's very clear. The strategy is to say, for a certain kind of person, we offer hospitality because the fact is they've got food at home. People who come to this restaurant already had lunch and they're going to have breakfast tomorrow. We're not solving a food shortage problem. We're here to change the affect of the people who are here. That's hard to stick with. Because often someone walks in and they're not getting the joke. What do you do now? Pick your customers, pick your future. Figure out where the bright line is. Figure out what you stand for and offer people that very clearly. Hard to stick with, easy to describe. Systems fight to maintain the status quo. That's why they're still here. The status quo is still here because it's good at sticking around. You've got the TV industrial complex and the college industrial complex and the military industrial complex. If a high school parent says to all their friends, oh yeah, we're encouraging our kid not to go to a famous college, even if they get in, people freak out because it's been 400 years of Harvard indoctrinating us. As Malcolm Gladwell has so eloquently talked about, Bowdoin offers a completely different kind of experience than Vassar. Bowdoin is reinforcing privilege. Bowdoin is saying, we don't care about the people who can't afford this place. This place has organic strawberries. Vassar is showing up to undo so much of what the college industrial complex stands for. And in return, the system is pushing back. We need to look at the systems around us, the invisible systems, the subtle systems, the systems that are buried deep into our culture, and decide that we don't like them anymore, that we want to change them. And we need to see where is the status quo, who is defending the status quo, and how we can leverage it. As I am talking to you, I'm talking to you from outside of New York City, just off the Hudson River. The Hudson River is a tidal estuary. It flows 12 hours in one direction, 12 hours in the other one. It's half salt water. It's a river. Even though from a distance it looks a bit like a lake, it's pretty calm. It's a river. Not far from here is a lake. At first glance, you can't tell. But you can if you're on a boat. And the reason you can is simple. Lakes sit still, and rivers have a current. And if you are fighting the current, it's different than if you're going with the current. If you want to understand what makes someone a great surfer, it's because they pick great waves. That is a skill. That is an opportunity. That is something we get to lean into to go ahead and make a difference with. Are you aware of the current of all the systems around you, and where that current is pushing? It might not be just, it might not be right, but the current exists. Can we name it? Can we talk about it? Can we take that current and use it to launch our project in a way that helps us make the change we seek to make? This isn't about chasing a fad. It's about understanding, what does it rhyme with? What are the genres we're working in? It's work that matters for people who care, ignoring the others, but using the momentum that the river offers us, the system offers us, to move our work forward. Better is possible. Not the better of I get whatever I want, but the better of if I show up and do this work in a way that matters, I'll be able to make a difference. So that's why I spent another year of my life writing and talking about a book, because it's not a blog post and it's not a video. It's something we need to talk about to each other. What's our strategy? What is the change we seek to make? Who's it for? And what's it for? You've already succeeded. There's no question about that. The question, as my friend Shalene has taught me, is will you choose to matter? I hope you will. Thanks.